For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missourians for a New Approach has been collecting signatures to put the question of marijuana legalization on the ballot in November. But as Missouri News Network's Seth Bodine reports, COVID-19 poses a significant challenge.
More than 60,000 signatures have been collected since January to put marijuana legalization on the November ballot. But COVID-19 has posed a challenge to that effort. Dan Vietz is the board chair of the Missourians for a New Approach committee. He says they were on track to meet the required 160,000 signatures by May 3rd.
Once the quarantines and the shelter in place and the social distancing all became part of our lives, it made that a far higher hill to climb. It made it much more difficult to gather signatures effectively and efficiently when there are no public meetings.
Vietz says no decision has been made yet to stop petitioning. A decision whether to continue the effort will be made in the next 2 weeks. For the Missouri News Network, I'm Seth Bodine.
Civil rights organizations, doctors, and others are calling for the release of as many pretrial detainees in Missouri as possible during the coronavirus pandemic. The Missouri Supreme Court said yesterday local judges have the power to release detainees. Last week, a coalition of more than 30 organizations and medical professions urged the Supreme Court to issue an order releasing county jail detainees awaiting trial for nonviolent crimes and those in high-risk categories based on their age or medical condition. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese was the guest on today's KBIA Live call-in talk show at noon. Columbia went under a stay-at-home order a week ago today. Two of the callers today asked Treese why he thought the governor has not issued a similar statewide order.
Yeah. I also have to understand that a governor needs to balance the interests as a state. And until this becomes real in the rural parts of Missouri, we may not see any change there. And my concern is by then it may be too late. So I'm doing what we need to do here.
Columbia has had 64 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and one death. Treese said the closure of hospitals in rural areas will likely create some extra challenges for Columbia.
While our numbers are indeed high for the rest of the state as a whole, the impact to our healthcare community could be even greater than that because of where potential patients may be coming from to get excellent care in Columbia, Missouri.
But Treese also pointed out that Columbia is fortunate to have more medical facilities and beds than most communities its size. KBIA's daily call-in show is at noon each weekday. Tomorrow's topic will be parenting during a stay-at-home order. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.